The defense is going to be locked in on both teams. You have to limit transition if you're Wisconsin. You have to go get some transition on the offensive end as well. And I think that's the key early on in this game. The start of this game is going to be very, very important when you look at it because the emotions are high. Game number two for both of them. How do they play early on here is going to tell a lot about how this game goes.
It'll be interesting to see how much Tennessee can get from Zakai Ziegler, who had an ACL injury the end of February last year, had surgery mid-March, did not play in their two exhibition games, had about 12 minutes of run Monday night against Tennessee Tech. It sounds as though he could get some more time here tonight. I don't know how familiar fans are with this guy. He's 5'9", but he means so much to this Tennessee team. It'll be interesting to see how much he can play and how effective he can be here this evening.
But he led the SEC with assists per game at 5.4. He gets the ball, gets others involved, and that's going to be crucial. We know he can score the basketball. He can do a lot of different things, but he's going to try to get everybody else involved as well, which is very tough to guard.
Well, one thing to Badgers, you talked about good starts. Tennessee was a little choppy out of the gate Monday night. The Badgers were very fluid, and they were able to use a lot of different combinations. Butchie, the good news is you were talking about one of the keys, getting the ball in the paint. The Badgers shot 30 free throws. What bothered Greg Gard was the other guy shot 33, Arkansas State. So that's an area, even though they were less than a point of possession, Greg knows they need to clean that side, that end of the floor up a little bit.
Well, and it starts just by showing your hands, playing good defense. The Tennessee, they're going to look to attack. But nobody really wants to play defense and have to go against that defense that long. Force Tennessee to some bad shots. Now you're able to get some rebounds. That's what's going to happen. You take that all away when you foul them.
And we'll see how the Badgers fare here tonight. If you're just checking us out, Connor Asijan was officially listed as questionable. He's gone through the warm-ups. He feels better today than he did yesterday, so don't be surprised if he comes off the bench here tonight for the Badgers in Tennessee. Jeffrey Anderson, Owen Short, Brett Smith, your officiating crew here tonight. A sold-out Kohl Center, as this is the highest-ranked team to come into Madison ever in the month of November. So, hence, you schedule this way, the fans will arrive, and they are here in full throw. They've had all kinds of time to get themselves nice and ready. Butchie, you missed it. I was buying rounds for people, you know, as you promised I would do. Thank you very little.
That's what happens. Hey, welcome. Welcome.
But I put it on your tab, just so you know.
I got to find somebody else's tab to put it on, man. Goodness gracious.
Tennessee in the traveling orange and the white trim, the Badgers in the home white, and the Cardinal trim. Their big is Jonas Adu, 6'11 junior. Among other things, a good shot blocker last season, about a block and a half per game. Has a decent little face-up game and is not afraid to shoot from beyond the three-point line as well. So same could be said for Stephen Crowell as we are ready to roll in Madison. Toss and tap to Tennessee. The ball's moved to our right. We're underway at the Kohl Center. The Badgers, per usual, straight up. Mayshak chased by Storr. Mayshak left of the lane. The runner no good. Tipped up and in by Adu. Talked about hitting the defensive glass. The Badgers did not do it. Second chance bucket out of the gate for Tennessee. Badgers move to our left. Volunteers are man-to-man defensively. Chucky Hepburn against Mayshak, a good defender. Crowd goes in the store. In the lane, fades, flips from 10, dances off the rim, rolls off the left side iron, no good. Adu the rebound. Outlet right side to Santiago Vescovi. Takes it to the front court, hands off to Mayshak, feeds Adu right of the circle. Crowd is on him. Now a give to Connor, or to a Connect. Right elbow jumper is good for Dalton Connect. Not Connor, Dalton Connect with the mid-range J, 4-0 Tennessee.
We talked about getting off to a good start. So far, Wisconsin defensively, two lapses. That's why they've scored.
Stephen Crowell goes inside to a posting Max Klesman. He's with Vescovi at the right block. Backing is Max. Shakes, throws it out to Crowell, right of the circle. Snaps off a three. It's good. Stephen Crowell with a triple to get the Badgers on the board.
And what do you do with a shot blocker? If you're a big, pull him away from the basket. See if he wants to come out and guard. That's exactly what Wisconsin did. Stephen brought Adu away from the basket. Didn't want to come out. Made him pay for it from three.
Yep, the post touch to the guard. Kicked it out. They were shooting off the, not the fireworks, but, you know, after the first bucket. area red, you know, firing off a few things. He got a little paper on the floor, so that's the delay right now.
Oh, when a big fella makes a three, there should be fireworks. I don't care if we're inside or not.
Beautiful feed by the guard. And here we go. Underway, a minute eight in, and we're at it again. So the announcement made, don't shoot things onto the floor. That's all that was. There were no ill intentions. It just got a little excited. And here we go.
Defensively, Wisconsin needs to tighten up a little bit. Tennessee, yep. First two possessions. Not real good on the defensive end by Wisconsin.
The ball is Adu against Crowell. A handoff to connect. Open three. Left of the circle. Around it out. No good. Crowell, the rebound for Wisconsin. Outlet to Hepburn. Chucky up the left side of the front court. Hepburn fans to the left wing against Jordan James. Kills the dribble and a whistle inside. A foul called. Crowell was battling with Vescovy, and Vescovy tied him up. And there's your game's first foul. Badgers had some foul trouble on Monday night against Arkansas State. Tyler was among them. We'll see how clean they are early here this evening. Chucky Hepburn, baseline left, will inbound. He'll lob it out to Klesman. Minute and a half gone by, 4-3 Tennessee. Tyler Wall throwing to Hepburn, outside left. Chucky directing some traffic, turning down the Crowell screen. Works baseline left, peels it back out to Stevie. Open look, left side three. And that's an air ball wide right. Dalton Connect is there to clear. Transfer from Northern Colorado to the front court. Poked away by Hepburn, and near steal. Connect gets it back, beats Mayshak. Jermaine Mayshak against Storr. Throwing to Jordan James. Good assignment for Wall. Jordan James driving, runs it up and in with the left hand. And it's 6-3 Tennessee, 2 minutes in. Chucky Hepburn sets the floor for the Badgers. Throwing to Klesmet between the rings. Angles at left side. Caught by Crowell on the wing. Inside to a posting Storr. Backing on Connect. Steps in. Fires badly missed. Rebound fought for. Adu had it. Lost it. Out of bounds. And belonged to Wisconsin.
Wisconsin's running great action to get AJ in the post. He's got to take his time. Connect does not want to guard him down there. That's why they keep screening him. AJ's going to continue to have that post touch. He's just got to go straight up and straight down and finish it.
Badgers inbounding. Baseline right. Hepburn looking, and the pass intended for Wall, picked off by Mayshak, got by Tyler to the line right lane. Line runs it up over Storr and good. Jermaine Mayshak the steal, and he goes the distance. 8-3 Tennessee, about 2.5 minutes gone by. Wall throwing to Klesman. Max takes it to the top. Right-hand toss for Crowell. He'll hand off to Hepburn. Turns the corner. Chucky to the free throw line. Whips it to Klesman. Max off the left wing. Shovels it into Crowell. Low on the left. Bobbles, gathers. Low on the right. Goes up. No good. It was altered and deflected a bit by Adu. And here comes Tennessee. Josiah Jordan James. Right-hand dribble. Ran into Wall. Offensive foul called on Josiah Jordan James. His first. And the team's second.
Good job by Tyler Walden to fight over that screen. Adu moved a little bit with the hips, and because as soon as he felt him move, Tyler fell to that ground. It's an offensive foul every time because Tyler fought over that screen.
8-3 Tennessee early on here in Madison. 2 minutes, 50 seconds into the game. Hepburn left sideline. Nolan Winter checks in. In for Crowell. Has the ball. Goes into Storr. He'll gather low on the left. Whips it to Klesman. Right corner three. Book it. Inside out they go. Max Klesman pulls the Badgers within two. 8-6 Tennessee, a little more than 3 minutes in. Dalton Connect high on the left. He's against Klesman. A throw to Mayshak. He's with Storr. And a pass knocked away by Klesman trying to get the steal. Ball is loose. Tapped to the backcourt. Out of bounds. Last touch by Max. And Klesman a little bit shaken up, but he's going to stay in there. Typical Max. Crash landing onto the floor. Being a disruptor defensively. Jordan Ganey, 6'3 junior, transfer from USC Upstate in the lineup. And Tobe Awaka, 6'8 sophomore out of Hyde Park, New York, in the game for the Vols. 16:40 left first half, just getting started. 8-6 Tennessee. Shot clock is at 10. Mayshak between the circles, feeds Connect, covered up by Klesman. Connect off the right wing, goes to the goal, flips it in with the left hand. Which he connects and scores at every level. We're finding that out early with the ball is stored on the right wing. Backing on Connect, turns up, knocked away by Connect. And Connect got a little body as well, so Dalton Connect picks up the foul. To your point, they're going to keep attacking him, aren't they?
And they have. The corner three from Max came from a post touch to AJ to kick out to Max, so they're going to continue to attack that. But on the defensive end, too many straight line drives right now. I know the energy's high first 4 minutes of this game, but very undisciplined early on from this defense, which we're not used to seeing. And it's, I think it's the first four. Like, just get your feet underneath you, get back to your principles, and make Tennessee work a little bit more. Offensively, you're doing exactly what you need to do.
A.J. Storr with the first free throw. It's good. Make it 10-7 Tennessee. 16-20 left in the first half. Bulls already have been hit with three fouls. So I mentioned the Badgers got to the foul line pretty frequently on Monday night.
And they're touching the post, right? They're screening, and they're running that screener right to a block, and they're making those passes.
Second free throw off the rim and out. Connect the rebound. 10-7 Tennessee. Balls move to our right to the first half. Connect feeds Awaka at the top of the circle against Nolan Winter. Awaka still holding, still looking. He'll hand off to Gainey. Left of the wheel. Snaps off a three. It's good from left of the circle. Jordan Gainey, a couple of years ago as a freshman, hit nearly 50% of his shots.
And just a defensive error there. You got to go over the top of that screen on Gainey. You don't give him enough room. Bang, he makes three.
Yeah, you go under it, you're begging for trouble. 13-7 Tennessee. 15:45 left of the first half. A.J. Storr at the top against Connect, trying to go to work. Knocked away by Meshack. To the floor goes Storr. Oh, somehow on the floor, got it to Winter, low on the right for the finish. Talk about a recovery. A.J. Storr, a terrific delivery. 13-9 Tennessee. Gainey against Hepburn. Gainey at the top. He'll throw to Connect off the left wing. Hooks it to Jordan James. Left corner three. Off the rim, no good. Awaka the rebound, but fouled to get there. Foul called on Awaka. That'll be his first. And we have our first media timeout. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. 15-19 left of the first half. Tennessee 13, Wisconsin 9. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Now at Menards, saving money in your next project with 11% off everything. It's a great time for upgraded appliances. We carry the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. Criterion Appliances offer great features at a great price. Right now, get a Criterion side-by-side stainless steel refrigerator for $1,144.97 after 11% off. Good through November 12th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Quality Foods makes Thanksgiving meal planning easy. Get your Thanksgiving dinner from Quality Foods on Baker or West Grand Avenue. Complete heat and serve whole turkey or turkey breast dinners with mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, cranberry relish, green bean casserole, roll, and even choice of dessert. Now simply just reheat and serve. Voila! Thanksgiving dinner is done while supplies last. Call ahead by November 20th to order. Thanksgiving dinners and the fixings from Quality Foods Baker in West Grand and Wisconsin Rapids. Get the details at QualityFoodsWisRapids.com. Guess what? You asked for it and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until you are at Tri-City Services.
Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells is your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. Badger Basketball also brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. 15-19 left in the first half. Tennessee 13, Wisconsin 9.
We talked about getting off to a good start. Very important. 13 points in the first 5 minutes here. Way too much as far as defensive, you know, mistakes by Wisconsin. And that's just, you talk about it, your feet are underneath you now. You go back to your principles.
Carter Gilmore on the floor, inbounds to Max Klesmet, John Blackwell, Connor Asijan, Nolan Winter rounding out the five. Asijan out front for Wisconsin, throwing to Blackwell. We mentioned don't be surprised if Connor's playing, and he's in there coming out of the first media timeout, as Butchie and I kind of thought would be the case. Here's Klesmet on the right wing. Gets it back out against Awaka. Now gets it to Asijan. Shot clock is at 7. With the ball is Blackwell. Takes it off the left wing. Blackwell to the goal. Layup, no. And the rebound to Dalton Kinect. Kinect with a lead feed to Jordan Gainey. Blows off the right wing in the lane. Pull up 10-footer is good. Smooth operator is Jordan Gainey. It's 15-9 Tennessee.
With two freshmen in the game, transition defense just a little slow there, and that's why they're able to get in the paint, Tennessee is.
5.5 minutes gone by. Blackwell with the ball at the center circle. Throwing to Connor Asijan, who is left of the midcourt logo. Thought about it from the top. Goes to Gilmore instead of the left wing. Feeds Nolan Winter at the top. Rotates to Klesman. Off the Winter screen. Max at the top of the arc. Mayshak covers him up and then got in too tight. As Jemai Mayshak called for the foul, his first, team's 5th.
And with the group that was just on the floor, the offense was going to have to come from Connor. Really the only scorer there. Now all of a sudden you see Coach Gard bring in Chucky, bring in Steven, bring in Tyler. You knew that group that was in there was just in there going to be there for a short amount of time.
Yep, you got Crowell, Asijan, Hepburn, Wall, and Blackwell out there. Vescovy ready to check back in for Tennessee. Zakai Ziegler on the floor as well for the Volunteers. 14-19 left in the half, 15-9 Tennessee. All 7 out of 10 here from the floor to start the game. Inbounds pass to Crowell. He's backing off the right block, mid post right. Turns up left hand, dances around the rim and in. Crowell with 5, Badgers within 4.
Great patience.
15-11 Tennessee. Here's Ziegler against Hepburn, throwing to Dalton Kinect. He's with Wall, feeds Gainey. Gainey picked up by Wall on a switch. Now Kinect against Asijan. Kinect behind the back on the dribble. Blows off the right wing to the rim. Goes up, and he was fouled by Connor Asijan. Dalton Kinect liking that matchup, and Asijan picks up the foul.
Well, Tennessee ran a great action there. Went guard-to-guard screen to get the switch to get Connor to guard Kinect. Connor's just got to give enough space to stay in front there.
Dalton Kinect. Northern Colorado was 77% for the foul line last year. 4 early points for him so far tonight. Make it 5 as he knocks down the first free throw. Kinect had 28 points in that exhibition game against Michigan State. A game where the Volunteers won 89-88 without Vescovy and without Ziegler. Second free throw, no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Tyler Wall. 16-11 Tennessee, 13:50 left till halftime. John Blackwell high on the right, leads it for Crowell between the circles. Stevie against Adu, back in there for Tennessee. Gets it to Hepburn, left of the wheel against Ziegler, loops it inside. Crowell will catch, mid post left, backing his Crowell with 10 to shoot, backing down to the block. Left shoulder turn, wanted it up and under, now he'll pivot again, up right hand no good. Rebound tipped in the air, pulled down by Vescovy, and he'll save it. And up the floor comes Jordan Gainey. Streaks up the left sideline of the front court. Hits the brakes. Feeds Vescovy. Now Kinect. Quick pass Ziegler. Baseline right. Hits the brakes. Feeds Adu. Goes up. Blocked by Crowell. He wanted the dunk. And Crowell was having none of it. And Vescovy commits a foul of Wall at half court. Grown man's defensive play from Stephen Crowell. Butchie, how about that?
I'm just being quiet now because, like you said, it is a grown man's game. And Stephen met him right at the front of the rim. And what I loved is they were able to get the ball and then go and get a tic-tac foul on Tennessee now.
Score back in. Blackwell sits down. Asijan between the circles. Feeds Crowell. 13:04 left in the half. Inside feed. Caught by Storr. Fadeaway jump. Left of the lane. Air ball caught by Wall. Low on the right. Knocked away. Ball is loose to the floor. Tennessee is able to dig it out of there. And Jordan Gainey has it. 16-11 Tennessee. 12:50 left of the first half. Gainey left lane line. Runs it back out to Ziegler. He's against Connor Asijan. Leaves it for Vescovy. Shot fake. Storr holding his turf. Vescovy bobs and weaves down the lane. High arching shot. Good. And one. Santiago Vescovy with an and one on a pretty drive to the cup. Foul is on A.J. Storr, and that'll be his first.
And A.J. is going to come out now because he just gets out of position by going for the shot fake. Vescovy is very, very good at the shot fake. Very good. All the film that I've watched, you can see he uses just a little bit of it to get defenders up in the air just like AJ. And obviously, some Coach Gard preaches, stay down, stay down, stay down. It's early in the season. Those bad habits show. They showed for AJ there.
And Vescovy hits the free throw. He'll come out. Freddie DeLeon comes in, 6'5", redshirt freshman. 19-11, Tennessee, 12:41 left in the half.
Tennessee with the press here.
And one and out for the Vols is bringing it up as Tyler Wall through the midcourt logo. These are for Stephen Crowell, high on the right. Crowell kills the dribble, bounces to Hepburn against Ziegler. Size advantage, Chucky trying to move in. Fades, flips, right of the lane, hits. Chucky Hepburn with his first points, 19-13 Tennessee. 12-20 left in the first half. Sakai Ziegler almost knocked away by Hepburn. A throw to connect. Rafi DeLeon, high on the left, gives off to Ziegler. Hepburn contesting. Ziegler, hard right-hand dribble behind the back. Foul line jump. Back rim, no. Rebound, Stephen Crowell. 12:05 left of the break, 19-13 Tennessee. Here comes Tyler Wall off the left elbow. Leaves it for Crowell between the arcs. Stephen, one dribble, scoops it to Blackwell. Blackwell, hard left-hand dribble down the lane to the rim. Wild shot, no. Rebound, Crowell. Out to Chucky. Snaps off an open three, and that's off the rim. A siege of the rebound. Back up, yes, sir. Asijan's first points.
Wisconsin's got to continue to keep getting a couple fouls they could have had going the way. They're in the bonus. They got to find a way.
Badgers within four, and on the attack is Ziegler, and he gets fouled on the play by Chucky Hepburn left of the circle as we hit the under 12 media timeout. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. And calling all Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger football and basketball game like a VIP. Enter the Badger Green, the Badger Dream Game Days sweepstakes. You this, Butch. Do that today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. 11:38 left in the first half. Tennessee 19, Wisconsin 15. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving, starving. But the only thing in the fridge, Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
This basketball season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any turnovers when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline helps your engine run smoother and cleaner along the way. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. 11:38 left in the half. Tennessee 19, Wisconsin 15.
A couple of things early on. Defensively, they've cleaned up the rebounding. They are now out rebounding Tennessee 8-7. Second thing, offensively, you're in the bonus right now with 12 minutes to go. You got to continue to attack.
Yeah, already six fouls on the balls, three for Wisconsin. DeLeon high on the right against John Blackwell. Throws to Adu, rotates to Jordan James. Now with the ball left of the lane, Ziegler lost the handle. Bothered by Hepburn. Last touch by Ziegler and out of bounds.
Bothered. Chucky's hands are so good.
He really is.
Like, all the time.
Tennessee showing a little backcourt resistance. Tyler Wall. Well, now we'll bring it up uncontested as Tennessee releases. Wall throws off to Klesman high on the left. Max takes it to the top, gives to Winter. A flip to Blackwell. Drives off the right wing, goes to the goal. Out to Max, open three, left side, off the rim, no good. Missed badly off the right side iron. Sakai Ziegler up the floor, leads it for Jordan James. Now Ziegler, quick pass Adu, back to Ziegler at the right elbow. Feeds Adu, 10-footer in the lane, will roll in for Jonas Adu. He has four. 21-15 Tennessee, 10:55 left in the half. Mentioned Wisconsin trying to get more offense. Likewise, Tennessee this season. Early returns have been favorable for the Vols. Hepburn goes into Wall, low on the right, knocked away by Ganey, out of bounds to Wisconsin.
That's twice now that Tyler has brought that ball down. In Tennessee, there's hands all over in the post. Tyler's got to keep that ball up by that chin in the post, go up and score through contact. Again, they're in the bonus. Be aggressive.
Store in for Blackwell. As Hepburn, baseline right, will inbound. Gets it into Tyler Wall. He'll catch left corner. Shot clock is at 12. Wall is backing, now doubled at the left block. Out to A.J. Takes it off the left wing. Goes to the goal. Slam dunk. A.J.'s score blows off the left wing for the flush.
Good seal there by Tyler Wall as well.
21-17 Tennessee. 10:24 left of the first half. Really on between the circles against Hepburn. Chucky getting into him. A throw to Ganey. Max getting into him. Ganey brings it back out front. Ganey at the top of the circle. Dribble drive left of the lane. Stops. Fades. Flips. Missed from the left lane line. Hepburn the rebound. And here comes Chucky up the right side of the front court. Hepburn goes cross court. Nolan Winter. He'll feed Store. A.J. on the left wing. He'll take a three. Off the back rim. No good. Long rebound. Comes out to Hepburn. He and Klesman had an I got it, you take it. But Winter has it now. He'll take the three. Left of the circle. No good. Whistle inside as Wall got checked to the floor. Little bailout foul there as the Badgers get a little perimeter happy. But that'll be team foul number 7 against Tennessee as they point it to Josiah Jordan James.
5 offensive rebounds for this team. It's huge. They've created second chance opportunities. One of those, you know, things we talked about early on was rebounding the basketball. Wisconsin's done it on the offensive end. They've created some second chance opportunities. Haven't loved all the threes that have gone up at times, right? But if you go get the rebound, now all of a sudden you're finding it in different ways.
Adu checks out. Tobe Awaka is back in. Tyler Wall at the free throw line. Played with 13 minutes on Monday. Some foul trouble. Front end of the 1-1. No good. A walk of the rebound. 21-17 Tennessee. 9:45 left of the first half. Walker throws to Ganey, finds Dalton Connect, right elbow hanging, jump pass, picked off by Hepburn. He got fouled by Mayshak. Connect got caught up in the air, and Hepburn was there for the pilfer. And Mayshak called for his second foul.
Matt, we talked about Stevens Crawl's big block. But I said, hey, watch out for that foul there. That foul put him in the bonus. Now all of a sudden, every time that Wisconsin stays aggressive, they get rewarded. And we're seeing that right now. Still with 9:38 left in the first half.
And Chucky hits the front end of this 1-1. And the Badgers are within 3, 21-18. 9:38 left in the first half.
You don't want to come into the Kohl Center and stop fouling because you're going to cause some problems
yes,
when that
sir.
Happens. A lot of teams have done it.
Seen it time and again over the years. Hepburn hits them both. Badgers now showing the press. And bounce pass to Mayshak. One and out as the Badgers release. Mayshak brings it to the front court. 21-19 Tennessee. 9:30 left in the first half. Jordan James hands off to Dalton Connect. Picked up by A.J. Store. Near the mid-stripe. A throw to Dalton to a Jordan James. Left of the circle. Threw it away. Man breaking inside. Pass went outside. And it goes out of bounds untouched.
That was all set up by Max Klesman. He fought over the first screen. Ganey was uncomfortable with it. Didn't want the physicality of it. He tried to cut. Max bumped him one more time. Ganey said, I don't want anything to do with that. I'm clearing out. The pass came and it led to the turnover.
Fourth turnover for Tennessee. Escobar back in there for the Vols. Ganey will sit down. Here comes Chucky Hepburn. Badgers down 2 and back on offense. 9:15 left in the first half. Klesman bounces to Crowell right of the circle. Sets the Hepburn against Mayshak. Hepburn on the dribble. Left of the lane. Lost his balance. Feeds Store left corner with a jab step. Store now drives. Baseline left to Connect. Goes to the rim. Layup good with the right hand.
He's different.
Yes, he is.
He's different.
We are tied at 21. Here's Mayshak, left lane, like driving up. No, rebound dug out of there. Wall coming out of there with it for Wisconsin. Gets it ahead to Max Klesman. Goes cross court to Store. A.J. left of the wheel. Guns it inside, deflected. Wall digs it out of there. Tyler on the floor, gets up and threw it away, trying to bounce it to Hepburn. And a near turnover is followed by a turnover. And now Marcus Ilver will check in for the first time tonight. And he'll sub in for Tyler Wall. Third turnover for Wisconsin. 8:36 left in the first half. Badgers and Vols tied at 21. Here comes Jamai Meshack, 6'4 junior out of Fontana, California. Starts the offense against A.J. Storr. He'll throw to Vescovi on the right wing. Vescovi matched up with Chucky Hepburn. Loops it in to Connect. Connect posting on Klesman. Backing right lane line. Connect turns up and missed, but he was fouled. And that'll be assessed to Klesman, his first. Throw on the way, and that's straight through. 23-21, the Vols have yet to trail here in this game. Here comes Marcus Silver to the front court. Hands off to Klesman up top. Feeds Storr. A flip to Hepburn, high on the right along the sideline. A pass for Crowell. He'll turn it to Ilver. Quick flip to Hepburn. Chucky drives the lane to the rim. Layup left hand, good. And we're tied again, this time at 23.
Great job of spacing on the offensive end.
7:55 left of the half. Jordan James throws to Dalton Connect, high on the right. Darts one into the photographer's row. Trying to get Vescovi. That came in hot and off target as we hit the under eight media timeout. The All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. 7:51 left in the first half. Wisconsin 23, Tennessee 23. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 27 tonight, under cloudy skies, winds out of the northwest, around 5 miles per hour. 42 tomorrow, cloudy. 35 tomorrow night, slight chance for scattered showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio. Badger fans, tonight's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. 7:51 left in the first half, tied at 23. Tennessee putting the press on as Marcus Silver inbounds to Max Klesman. Bulls release the press, and A.J. Storr will slow jog it to the front court. On the right side, a flip to Crowell, top of the circle. Crowell against Awaka, hand off to Hepburn. Chucky at the top, Meshack defense. Hepburn with a crossover, step in the lane, runs it out to Marcus. Three shot left corner, and it's off the side of the glass, comes down to Awaka. Ahead to Vescovi, left sideline of the front court. Up and inside, feeds Meshack, turns to Connect, high on the right, Storr defense. Connect kills the dribble. A flip for Josiah Jordan James. Quick pass, Awaka. Gives off to Meshack. Will drop coverage from Crowell. Offensive foul called against Tennessee, and it will go against Tobe Awaka. That'll be his second. Team control, non-shooting. Sakai Ziegler will come back in for Tennessee.
And Walken sets that screen and then just rolls right out of Chucky, right? So he turns. Chucky's still trying to get over it, wipes Chucky out. Good job of Chucky of just trying to continue to fight over the top of that, and it leads to the turnover.
They do back in there. Inbounds pass from Ilver is flipped out of bounds by Ziegler as Tennessee will contest everything here. And Ilver will try again in the backcourt right in front of the Wisconsin bench. Tied at 23, 7:16 left in the first half. Jordan James in the face of Ilver. He'll lob it in to Stephen Crowell. And big Stevie will bring it up for Wisconsin. Front court, hands off to Storr. Connect is defending. A.J. Storr out high. Bobs off the Crowell screen. Storr slips it into Crowell. Low on the right. One pump up over Adu. Deflected away. And it comes down into the hands of Jordan James. Good interior D from the Vols as James will tap the brakes at the top off an Adu screen. Works right lane line. The jumper away. No good. Ilver with the seal and the rebound for Wisconsin.
Good rebound by Marcus.
6:45 left in the half. Tied at 23. Chucky Hepburn. Left of the lane, works to the lane line, spin move, ducks in, up left hand, block, no goaltending called, they do the rejection. Badgers wanted the goaltending, didn't get it, here's Vescovi off the right wing. He'll whip it to Jordan James, open three, left of the circle is good. Josiah Jordan James with the triple. Look close, but they did not call the goaltend.
Close.
Being nice.
Just a little bit, but you've got to play on it. Situations like the right 50-50 calls goes your way, it doesn't. You got to sprint back so that you don't give up that three.
6:10 left in the half, 26-23 Tennessee. Here's Storr, barrels down the lane, floats it up and in with the right hand. He was barreling and then got finesse. Leaning left, lifted in with the right hand. Badgers back within one. Just under 6 minutes left in the first half. Vescovi feeds Ziegler at the top of the circle, throws to Jordan James, a bounce for Connect. He's against A.J. Storr, left of the lane. Connect in the paint, swoops it up and in with the right hand. All-team Connect is wheeled around A.J. 28-25 Tennessee, 5:40 left till halftime. Chucky Hepburn to the front court. Off to the right side, now a hard dribble into the lane. Got tied up by Ziegler, and he goes out of bounds. Last touched by Tennessee, they say. Ziegler thought maybe Hepburn, no sale.
Connect was guarding A.J. Storr. They switched Connect off to Ilver. Coach Gard does a great job subbing Ilver out. So now you got to look at the defensive matchups and see where you can take advantage of Connect on this defensive end.
Hepburn baseline right inbounding and gets it into Connor Assegian. Left of the lane and he walked with the ball trying to hit the brakes. Couldn't do it. Turnover Wisconsin. 28-25 Tennessee. 5:31 left of the first half. Here comes Kai Ziegler. Talked about how he attacked the rehab off of that ACL injury last February 28th. Got in for a little bit, about 12 minutes Monday night. Thinking maybe more tonight. Vescovi goes into Adu, right of the lane. Mid-range jumper off the rim, no good. Rebound Hepburn. Chucky up the floor for Wisconsin. Still down three, 5:07 left in the half. Hepburn left of the lane. Chucky steps back, feeds Wall. Tyler leads it for Storr. Off the wall screen, three in the air for A.J. Money. A.J. Storr ties the game at 28.
And it started with the initial wave on that offense bend. A quick ball reversal to a screen to three.
4:50 left of the first half. Zakai Ziegler throwing to Jordan James. Whips it to Vescovi against Connor Assegian. Now Connect turns to Ziegler. Left side off the wing. And a pass knocked away. And Assegian had it. Could not control. And it's out of bounds to Tennessee as Nolan Winter will come back in for Stephen Crowell. Put 20 on the shot clock. 4:37 left in the half. Badgers and Tennessee tied at 28. Zakai Ziegler, baseline right, will inbound. Ziegler looking into Connect, right corner. He'll catch, release, and hit a three for the right corner. And they'll say long two, actually. 30-28, Tennessee. With the ball is Nolan Winter on the left side. Throwing to Wall. Tyler at the top. Needs Hepburn. Chucky, he's open. A step back three. Nailed it. Oh, that was pretty. 31-30 Wisconsin, 4:13 left till halftime. First lead of the night for the home team. Ziegler at the top, throws to Connect. Left side, takes it off the wing, and the lane tried to dunk, and he was denied by Wall. Tyler will make him earn it at the free throw line. Foul on Wall is his first.
Tyler comes over on the help side. AJ's one-on-one with Connect. He's got to make sure that he can't just do straight line drive. One of those things that defensively Tennessee's doing a good job of trying to screen to make sure that AJ ends up on Connect. Now AJ's got to do a better job. Use that athletic ability that he's got.
First free throw for Connect is good. By the way, on that corner three he hit a moment ago, they will review it at the next media timeout. They called it a two on the floor. So the first made free throw for Connect ties the game at 31 with 4:02 left in the first half. Second attempt for Connect on the way, and it's good. 32-31 Tennessee. And we have 4 minutes now left in the first half. Wall up the floor for the Badgers. He'll hand off to Connor Esiejit between the arcs. A pass for Storr high on the right off a winter screen. Storr left lane line glides to the goal. Reverse layup attempt nowhere close. Pulled down by Jonas Adu for Tennessee. Now Ganey off the Adu screen at the free throw line. Turns it out to Connect. Connect drives on Esiejit. Jump stop in the lane. Lost his balance. Gets the pass away to Ziegler. High arching three is good from the left wing over Hepper. And that almost scraped the ceiling. First points for Ziegler. 35-31 Tennessee. 3:22 left in the half. Here's Esiejit. Dribbles off the left wing in the lane. Shot blocked from behind. And a foul is called. Jordan James getting Esiejit. And Connor will shoot two when play resumes. We're at the under four media timeout. Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Reach out to your local FS retailer or visit fsseed.com. to learn more. 3:19 left in the first half. Tennessee 35, Wisconsin 31. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You have one new notification from Cleary Building Corp. This is to remind you if you're thinking about building a home, storage facility, or commercial building, make sure your building has a Cleary Shamrock on it. At this time, we urge you to visit clearybuilding.com immediately to speak with a sales specialist to get you the building of your dreams.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Get the best warranty in the business at clearybuilding.com today.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
No one gets you closer to the game than SiriusXM Big Ten Radio. Tune in for news, talk, and analysis from the offseason through the regular season and into the postseason. We've got your team covered everywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.us/Big Ten Radio 2023. 3 minutes, 19 seconds left in the first half. Tennessee 36, Wisconsin 31.
When you look at what Wisconsin's got to do on the offensive end, Connor does a good job of getting the free throw line here. Again, they've been in the bonus for a long time. Continue attack. Their pace has been better.
Mm-hmm.
Those first 4 minutes, not nearly as good. Since then, they have popped that ball all around. They've gotten cutters, and their spacing has been better to create driving lanes.
And I mentioned that score coming out of the media timeout. They did adjust it to 36-31. I thought that corner three from Dalton Connect that was truly that behind the line. They called it a two on the floor, but upon further review, it's a three. Meanwhile, Connor Esiejit hits the first free throw. One more coming. 36-32 Tennessee. Second attempt for Esiejit straight through. Cade Phillips in the lineup for the Volunteers, 6'9 freshman. As Max Klesmit will sub in for Esiejit. 36-33 Tennessee.
See the press here by Wisconsin, something they've shown a little bit more this year. See if they can get a quick one. If not, fall back to their defense and get set.
John Blackwell on the floor for Wisconsin. One and out for the Badgers as Jamine Mayshak brings it across half court. Hepburn waits for him. A throw left side, connect, wide open three, left corner, off the rim, no good. Rebound, Adu, second chance. Gainey steps into a three up top, and it's good. Two clean looks, missed one, made one, 39-33 Tennessee.
And when you don't rebound and you give up one, that kickout three always happens.
2:50 left in the first half. Crowell, right foul line extended. One dribble, gives off to Klesman, being bothered by Gainey. Klesman on the dribble. Feeds Hepburn along the right sideline. Loops it into Wall against Phillips. Old guy, young guy right there. A kick out to Klesman. Tries a three, and that's short, no good. Long rebound to Mayshak. Up the floor for the Volunteers. Mayshak to the line, down the lane, ran into Max, but Max did not get legal guarding position. He is called for the block, and that'll be two on Klesman. Team foul number six.
Wisconsin's down by six, 2:28 left in the first. AJ Storr comes back in. This is a huge, huge point of the game right now.
2:28 left in the half, 39-33 Tennessee. Jamine Mayshak, baseline left, will inbound. Mayshak looking. Get it into Gainey on the left wing. Gets it to Phillips, hands it back to Gainey. Picked up by Wall on the switch. Jordan Gainey wants to test him. Through the lane he goes, just inside the right elbow. Loops it back out to Mayshak. 15 to shoot, plenty of time. Mayshak right lane line, drives, runs it back out to Gainey. Off the right wing, stops, fades, fires for the foul line. Crawls off the rim, no good. Rebound, Chucky Hepburn for Wisconsin. 2:05 left in the half, Badgers down six. Hepburn to the line. Hepburn out to Storr, but an offensive foul on Chucky. It's going to be the second on Hepburn. It's empty possessions. Player control, non-shooting. And Greg will get Hepburn out of there with that second foul. And that's exactly what he does. Kamari McGee will come into the game. Not a ton there, but there wasn't a ton.
He extended a tad. There wasn't a ton, but there was, I mean, there was a little bit. I don't like the call, though.
1:55 left in the half, 39-33 Tennessee. Mayshak throwing to connect off the left wing. In the lane, got tied up, lost it, and they'll say out of bounds, last touch by Wisconsin. 17 to shoot, 1:48 left in the half. Tennessee up six. Mayshak will inbound, baseline right. He looks, you get the quick header to Phillips in the lane, slam dunk. Cade Phillips gives the Vols an 8-point lead. Biggest of the night for Tennessee, a minute 40 left in the first half. Mario McGee throwing to Storr. Storr against Connect, off the Crowell screen. AJ to the free throw line, steps back, 16-footer, good. Much needed. He has 12, 41-35 Tennessee, 1:25 left in the half. Jamine Mayshak against Kamari McGee. A minute 20 left in the half. Badgers down by six. Mayshak throwing to Connect. He feeds Mayshak. Finds Gainey on the right side against Blackwell. Tossed it back out to Connect. 12 in the shot clock. Connect against Wall. Off the screen from Adu. Almost lost the handle. Back out to Mayshak. Down to five on the shot clock. Mayshak against McGee. Baseline left. Ran out of real estate. Did he? Let's see. Nope. We're going to get a foul called on Kamari McGee, they'll say. As the shot clock was under four. Team foul number seven, exactly 1 minute left in the first half.
And that's a tough one on Kamari. He's just got to continue to show his hands there.
Jamine Mayshak struggled mightily at the foul line last year, 58%. This is a 1-1, 41-35 Tennessee, 1 minute left in the first half. Mayshak with the front end, and it's good. Mayshak started the last 11 games last season for the Vols. Had just two starts prior to that late season run. 3 points for him in the first half here tonight. 7-point lead Tennessee. Second free throw good. 43-38 Tennessee. 1 minute left in the first half, and here comes Kamari McGee for the Badgers. Tennessee about 58% for the floor in this first half of play with the ball as Crowell top of the circle. Lobs it off to Tyler Wall on the right wing. Phillips defends. A throw to McGee. A flip to Storr. He's with Gainey. Storr on the dribble. Left of the lane. Pass the handle, gets it back, backing his store. One pump, goes up in traffic, off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped, Connect has it. 34 seconds left of the half, 43-35 Tennessee. Jemai Meshack out front, and Rick Barnes will take the use it or lose it timeout. 27.3 to play, 21 to shoot, 43-35 Tennessee.
Defensively here, Wisconsin has to communicate. They've lost track a couple of different times, giving up a lob to the basket, and a couple of curls. Continue to talk to each other. Play this out. No, most likely with 27 seconds left, 21 on the shot clock, they're going to run down the shot clock to about 10 to 8 seconds. Go high, pick and roll. Make the play from there. Guard that, then realize time and score. Get the rebound first. Make sure you secure that, then worry about going. Don't worry about going first. Sometimes in situations like this, you'll see guys leak out thinking I still have 6 seconds to play with. Get the rebound first.
See if they can get that, get a little something to feel good about going into the locker room, get a stop, see if you can get a bucket at the end of the half. Right now, Tennessee leads 43-35. Storr, McGee, Blackwell, Crowell, and Wall for Wisconsin. Adu, Meshack, Phillips, Ganey, and Dalton Connect. He has a game high, 14 points so far tonight. Connect sideline right front court will inbound. 27.3 seconds left in the half. Inbounds pass, Jordan Ganey. Ganey against John Blackwell at the center circle. Down to 20 seconds left in the half. Ganey still pounds the dribble at the midcourt logo. Shot clock at 10. Ganey still pounding the dribble. Adu setting the screen. Ganey bobs off of it. Works to his right off the screen. Three in the air. Off the rim, no. Rebound Wall. 6 seconds left of the half. Tyler looking up at the game clock. Streaks across the line on the right side. Wall, tough shot right of the lane. No good. And the first half has come to an end. Not a good last possession there for the Badgers.
No, it wasn't. But they got the stop. It was a six-point lead. It's now only eight. Wisconsin managed that last 220 when we talked about it.
All right, well, time to regroup as we hit halftime here in Madison. At U.S. Bank, we know when you invest in a community, the community invests in you. We are committed to providing high-quality, innovative products and services that meet the needs and demands of our customers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. At the half, Tennessee 43, Wisconsin 35. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Guess what? You asked for it, and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until you
at the half of the Kohl Center, Tennessee 43, Wisconsin 35. Put you the ball shooting better than 55% for the field. 1.2 points per possession. That's just way too much here so far.
Well, and they've been easy buckets, and that's the frustrating thing. That's what they'll talk about in the halftime here. It's one of those things you can't give the curls to the basket, can't give the lobs up. Make them work for every single possession. Too many easy ones around that corner.
All right, Badgers down 8 at the half. Coming up, our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com, or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts,
the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph. Thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built for tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do. And exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Proud supporters of Wisconsin athletics. Based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Tennessee 43, Wisconsin 35 at the half. Checking the U.S. Bank scoreboard. Good one at Cameron Indoor tonight. Arizona, a team the Badgers will be facing in Tucson in a few weeks. Arizona goes into Duke and beats Duke 78-73. Ohio State falls to 15th-ranked Texas A&M 73-66. Davidson takes down Maryland 64-61. Illinois able to pull away from Oakland 64-53. But you see in these testers, you see in Arizona and Duke really test itself, and Ohio State test itself. And then these other, we talked about pregame, the teams just aren't intimidated. Davidson, which is a really good program for a long time, defeats Maryland. Just how it works in college basketball, right?
And that's what everyone's complaining about, the first week of college basketball. Well, we've had 3 days. Now, all of a sudden, you've got the fourth day, and you're into it. And everybody's being tested, and it's exciting. And you look at this Badger team right now, down eight. They're going to be tested. In that locker room right now, they're being tested. Let's see how they respond. I'm really excited for the second half because defensively, too many lapses. I expect this older group to make those quick changes.
Yeah, we'll talk about that and maybe try to find a way to get Tyler Wall going as well as our halftime chat presented by American Family Insurance continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace.
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer, so you always have the number one team in your corner.